Good morning. We're live here on this Sunday morning. Lindsay Vanstone with you. And I'm looking at Paul Tobey. Welcome to the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul is the CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and he's going to share some great social media, business, and marketing tips today. He's going to take your calls as well. We're going to have a really fun, super informative hour together. We're here live until 10, so if you want to give us a shout, call anytime, 416-870-6400 or *640 on your cell. And that's whether you're listening from your home, your car, maybe you're on your way to brunch. Got some errands to run today. Just welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Paul, it's always so great to see you.
Nice to see you too, Lindsay.
What's in store this week? I always like the little, we do a little setup here, let people know what kind of is on the menu for today.
Right. There's a couple of big pieces of news this week in the digital marketing world. The first one is 500 million emails were hacked from Yahoo this week. So we're going to talk about, actually next month is security month. So we're going to be bringing on a guest on next weekend's program to talk about how people can protect themselves online and how big an impact this Yahoo hack has to your particular situation. Number two is Google came out with Penguin 4.0. It's a new algorithmic update. I know that we've been talking about
pandas,
the panda updates over the last couple of weeks, and how does the Penguin update actually affect the way that Google puts on search engine results pages and where your rankings, how they're going to be affected. We're going to be talking mostly about social media this week, and I know that you have some stick with your tribe this morning. I know that we've been sharing at Lindsay Vanstone online on Twitter this morning, so we're going to be talking about how people in their small businesses can leverage Twitter. And it's very interesting because I attended a panel this week at the Granite Club, and the panel was all about social media. So what's my take on it? How do we use it? How do we fit in some advertising in there? What's the conversation all about? And social media these days is confusing for a lot of people. So we're going to try and shed some light on that. We're going to do our weekly segment, the Online Property Challenge. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. And also, we're going to give away some more tickets to the Inside Advantage Roundtable sponsored by Infusionsoft. So, and there's not a lot left, actually. So there's two dates left. One is October the 11th and then November the 1st.
So our first date is all filled up already.
Yeah, well, we had it already. So it was
I guess that's why it's all filled up. It's all gone.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable and what that means to customers. So.
Perfect, and how they can get on board with that. So it's a very interactive show that we have here. You can call us in and give us your website as part of our online property challenge, or also be part of this Inside Advantage Roundtable. And maybe we should just talk a little bit more about that great opportunity that people have to get in with you on the Inside Advantage Roundtable, what it's all about, and why they should attend, and how they can, you know, if you're sitting at home in front of your computer, you can go right now to www.businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage. But really, you just need to go to businessprosmarketing.com, and there's a little 640 icon that you can click on, and it'll take you right to where you need to know. So why should people want to attend this, Paul?
Well, actually, if you go to businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage, which is the actual page that hosts the information, there's a big red button right on the video that says why you should attend.
And perfect.
So, you know, when it comes to current digital marketing practices, I think there's a lot of pretenders out there, and people rely on advice. Let's say you have a business and you have a landscaping company. This is not your game. You're not necessarily responsible to know all things digital marketing. So you rely on third-party experts.
Right.
And more these days, anyone can do some searches online and declare themselves an expert. But really, what does expert really mean? It means experience in helping businesses grow in actual, tangible key performance indicators. In other words, does your digital marketing create actual customers? Does it create actual sales? And you can do keyword searches online for how to rank on Google, and you can do keyword searches for how to run a mailing list and things like that. But at the end of the day, who are you really listening to?
Right.
And what I try to do at the Inside Advantage Roundtable is I try to show people, well, I actually don't try. I'm quite effective at showing people actual marketing campaigns that are currently running. So you can't look at a marketing campaign if I log into somebody's back end of their website
right.
and I log into their Infusionsoft account and I show a company that went from 22 leads a month to 294 within 30 days. You can't look at that and go, well, I just don't believe what my eyes are telling me.
Well, that's not working. Right.
So you can get a lot of advice from a lot of people, but I like to show them actual results.
So you're going to show them the results, and we're going to tell you how you can get involved with that if you want to attend this Insight Advantage Roundtable and really get that Insight Advantage. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about upping your personal brand online using social media. More in just a moment with Paul Tobey. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Good morning, Toronto. Sunday here in the city. It's kind of a chilly 10 degrees out there, but we're really warming things up with the Business Pros Radio Hour. We're live here until 10 a.m. Lindsay Vanstone and Paul Tobey, so happy to be with you. And our number is 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell. We do take your calls. And maybe you have a call for Paul about what happened in the news this week, because there was kind of some big pieces of news he's going to tell us about. And the first one that you definitely heard about was this Yahoo hack. So what happened with that?
Well, like anything online these days, there a lot of attention is being put on your accounts. And when people get inside your account, how does that affect you? So half a billion Yahoo users were hacked.
In Put that words, into perspective for us. Like, how major of a hack is this?
That's pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I think, one of the biggest, actually, if not the biggest. The thing is, if you have a Yahoo account and it's attached to anything else, for example, you use your Yahoo account to access Amazon, or you use your Yahoo account to access some of your social media accounts,
right.
then it's important. But if your Yahoo account is by itself and you only use it to log into Yahoo and you've never purchased anything and you don't have credit cards associated with that, it's probably not that big a deal.
It's just your extra email address or something, right? Like your personal email. But for most people, they're usually tied to something else.
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs to be slitting their wrists over this one. But definitely, if you have a Yahoo account, get in there, change your password, kick them out. But again, if you use it extensively, then it's a much, much bigger deal. But again, protecting your passwords online is probably the most important thing that you can do. And in next week's show, actually, we have a special guest coming on who's like a security expert. He actually runs a whole course on security, and he's a deception detection expert, and he's worked with the police before. So he's a pretty serious authority on this thing. But what I would say is one of the things that I do, and I think things that everybody should do, is get themselves a LastPass account. It's LastPass.com. I have well over 500 accounts
right.
online.
Yeah.
And I have a different password for every single one of them. I can't possibly remember them all. So LastPass remembers it for me. So if anybody ever hacked my LastPass account, at least you want to make sure that the LastPass account that you use has a very, very powerful password, very, very strong, because if they get inside that, then they have access to everything. So protect your passwords online. We're going to talk about that next
I know.
Week.
I have a lot of questions about security, because obviously not everybody in that hack that uses Yahoo was susceptible. Does that affect their brand?
You know, that's really hard to say. Again, if it's associated with their social media accounts, yeah.
Okay.
If somebody gets inside your Facebook account and they change the password on that, then you've got a big problem on your hands, because you have to get back in there. You got to call Facebook, if you can actually get somebody on the phone, and you've got to go through the whole process of claiming that, hey, that's my account. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of security awareness that people need to be up and
more vigilant, really.
Yeah, more diligent.
Yeah.
The most important thing that I wanted to talk about right now in terms of news this week was the Penguin update.
Okay.
So people are like, well, you've been talking panda. What the heck's Penguin all about?
Right.
Well, Penguin actually came into effect back in 2014, and its main job was to stop marketers from exploiting the Google algorithm. And we're talking really about organic search results. So what do I mean by exploit? That means, for the most part, creating fake spammy links to your website, creating fake blogs, repurposing content, spinning content, being involved in link farm schemes, all the things that marketers
just
do.
Just deception to make it seem like your website was something it's not.
Yeah, they're trying to make the website seem more popular than it actually is by creating incoming links.
Right.
And so Penguin's job was to essentially shut that down, and it did a very effective job. So almost overnight, people lost a lot of traffic. At one point, I don't know if you know this, but eBay actually lost apparently like 2/3 of its traffic.
Whoa.
So that's a lot of traffic to lose. And eBay wasn't necessarily responsible for that because they weren't really exploiting the algorithm, but by, you know, you're guilty by association kind of thing.
Of course, it's all the people that are using eBay.
Right. So what does the new Penguin update have to do with the algorithm right now? The answer is when you make changes to a page that has been affected and you put in a Google disavow request through Google Webmaster Tools, and I'm using a lot of terminology
language
that people
that is,
may not be
sure.
familiar with, but the reality of the situation is if when you do something now to affect the way Google ranks a web page or a website, it's going to have an almost immediate impact, where before it would take months. So this is a real time, it's called Penguin 4.0. When you make changes to the algorithm from your website's perspective or backlinking perspective, now it's going to have an almost immediate impact. As soon as Google crawls the new web page and sees the changes, as soon as it crawls the disavow tool and sees those nefarious links that are linking to your site that you've disavowed them, it's going to have an immediate impact.
So that's great for the people that are doing it the right way. You're seeing an immediate impact.
Yeah, it's actually really, really good news.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay, you know what's also great news? We have a call from Jonathan in Toronto. He wants to ask us something about social media, so I know we'll do that when we just come back in a moment. So much more to do here, though. We have to talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable, and we're going to talk about social media, which is something I'm not too unfamiliar with. So hopefully I can kind of weigh in a little bit. Maybe we'll tell you a little bit about my story and how I ended up working here in Toronto, because it all had to do with social media. So much more still to come. And 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell if you have a question for Paul, just like Jonathan. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. And welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour. We're live here till 10, 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell if you have any questions. And you can also get in on our online property challenge. We will be doing that shortly and we'll tell you all the rules. But first, we already have a call from Jonathan this morning, Paul. And Jonathan wants to know, does Paul see social media as a branding exercise versus a lead connection, a lead collection mechanism? Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Great question. You're live with Paul.
So, Jonathan, I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on the question.
Paul, I mean, obviously, we see all kinds of experts who tell us to use, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, to get business. And when I look at, you know, while I do see links to landing pages periodically in Twitter and Facebook specifically, but if I look at, you know, when I look at it, I guess I see those mechanisms more as a branding exercise for people to see, A, who we are and perhaps what we do, but not necessarily a mechanism to generate leads for business.
I think there's
a big difference.
Is there a better way? Yeah, I think there's a big difference between branding for the sake of branding, and it's mostly a big business strategy where Cheerios might run a promotion for their new flavor of Cheerios or whatever, and people, you know, it's the business to consumer where people can take an interest in that because it's a general consumer thing that people are interested in. Restaurants can do it. Restaurant chains can do it. They can actually have what they call brand ambassadors, which are people who nominate themselves to basically build brand and stick for the restaurant. And that could be a promotion for lobster or whatever. And then there's businesses who just aren't that newsworthy, like mine. I have a marketing company. It's not particularly newsworthy. It's not particularly glamorous. It does serve a purpose in the marketplace. So whether you have a financial advice institution, whether you're a mortgage broker, whether you run a landscaping company or any other of a million small businesses, how does one use social media effectively? And I think Jonathan, you make a good point about the concept of linking. So really, social media is, I think, 80% listening and answering any questions that you are a self-proclaimed expert on. So if somebody asks a question on social media, that you're prepared and aware and paying attention so that you're responding to somebody, and that could create some relationship.
You get that interaction.
An interaction. 15% of it would be sharing information of value. So if I'm an expert on subject XYZ, I might share some content. I might link to my blog post, which I think is a really, really good strategy. We use that one very effectively in our businesses, where we write a blog post. It's 1,000 words about a specific subject. Step one, step two, step three kind of stuff. How to do this and how to do that. If I link to that through social media, that actually helps people. And when you help people, if you help enough people get what they want, you can kind of have what you want.
And maybe there's even another step of the video of a how-to that maybe people even find that more consumable because they'll watch the content rather than even just read it. It's more interactive.
Mm-hmm. And the third thing is it's basically 5% promotion. And I think that's the part where Jonathan's talking about. When you promote, it not only has to be helpful, but there has to be trackable links in your content. So if you're posting on Twitter or you're posting on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, put a little shortened URL from goo.gl. I liked. Stay away, I think, from Bitly for several reasons. I'm not going to go into details on that, but there's been a lot of Bitly spam out there.
So many tips on this show, by the way. People are probably furiously writing them down. No Bitly. What was it?
Well, goo.gl. So
goo.gl,
it's Google's
the Google
URL shortener, and it actually tells you how many people click those links, which is nice.
Good
so
tip.
It gives you some KPIs on that. But essentially, if you put those shortened URLs in, they're trackable. You know what kind of stick you're getting. So again, let me repeat that. So it's 80% listening and responding with help, 15% sharing valuable content, and then 5% promoting. And you want to combine the sharing of content and the promotion at the same time, but you also want to track it so that, as Jonathan, our caller, says, you want to be able to tie that to an opt-in or a sale. Jonathan, how does that sound?
Well, you know, the percentages certainly make sense. I mean, I was concerned that it seemed like much more than that from a branding exercise. But I guess I wanted to be greedier from a promotion standpoint, but I understand the, you know, the necessity for mix now.
Right. So I think we're going to talk a little bit later on in the show about how to leverage social media from an advertiser perspective, because there's a difference between sharing free content and actually buying space on social media. And I found that to be very effective strategy for small business. And a lot of people are like, well, should I advertise on Facebook? Should I advertise on Twitter? The answer is yes, but there is some strategy behind that. You can't just blast out your message and expect it to have an impact. So we're going to talk about, say, five steps.
Narrowing it in on kind of where you want to be promoting to people that really are going to get the most traction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when we come back after the break, I'm not exactly sure when that will be.
We got 2 minutes. We could take another call in there, but we got lots to talk about still. But Jonathan, did that answer your question?
It does. Thank you so much.
All right, perfect.
Thanks for your call, Jonathan.
416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. If you do have any other questions, you know, do we have time to just maybe, because Jonathan is obviously a person that would really take value from our Inside Advantage Roundtable, and there are still two of these sessions left that you can get on board with, and you can actually get a free ticket if you log in and get in there before they're all gone, thanks to Infusionsoft, because they've sponsored those tickets. So it's businessprosmarketing.com. Give us a quick 30 seconds, Paul, on why people really need to log on there today and get their free ticket.
Well, for those of you that haven't heard of Infusionsoft, which is, I think there's still some business out there that are not familiar with the very complex but automated and very powerful CRM known as Infusionsoft.
Right.
Just some background on that. Type in Infusionsoft Canada in Google. The top three organic listings are my company. Go there, read those blog posts. It talks about Infusionsoft pricing. It talks about the value of Infusionsoft and all those things. I have Infusionsoft as an ally in business. And I think in business, if you really want to be successful, you got to create some relationships with some powerful companies. And Infusionsoft is just one of those companies that I believe is truly got a great piece of software. And it's really helping me and my clients create some measurable ROI. And so what I did was I went to Infusionsoft and I said, hey, I want to show businesses results. Right. I want to show them how we created them, right from tracking a link in social media, right through to the lead capture, right through to the creation of appointment, and then obviously the conversion. And Infusionsoft shows me those numbers, and I want to show that to other people, because if they don't see that, then they don't really, you don't know what you don't know. So I said that to Infusionsoft, and Infusionsoft said, well, I want to sponsor that. I want to help you reach more people. So they're sponsoring 30 tickets to the Inside Advantage Roundtable,
which is 3 hours with you, breakfast included.
Yeah, with 12 of us, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's only 12 of us, so it's very interactive. I've got a large video wall in my studio in Toronto. We're also going to be streaming it over the internet, but...
And you can really get your questions answered.
Right. So businessprosmarketing.com, if you click the AM640 logo right at the front page on the right-hand side, there's going to be a pop-up. Those are the Infusionsoft-sponsored tickets, and there's a password or a coupon code.
Yes.
And the coupon is Infusionsoft297. Infusionsoft297. If they go to the checkout page, they're going to get their ticket for free. So it's a $297 ticket sponsored by Infusionsoft.
All right. More on that when we come back. And we're going to talk a little bit about social media. Paul and I will give you some stories. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. It's getting warmer out there. Now it's 12 degrees. And welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Lindsay Vanstone and Paul Toby here in studio. We're talking about social media today. Something you use every day, Paul?
Every day. Whether it's myself or my employees, we're paying attention. And when people talk about subjects that we feel we can comment on and give some value for, we're infiltrating the conversation, and I think that's really what social media is about. Have you heard of the term social shouting?
No. What's social shouting?
Social shouting is when it's always a one-way conversation. I get myself a Twitter account. I basically follow 500 people, 400 people follow me back, and the first thing I do is just start talking about my business every 5 to 10 minutes. I just throw out something and I link back to my website. Really bad idea. People don't like that. Social media was really supposed to be social. It's people sharing content of interest. There's obviously a different strategy for each particular social media account, but I understand, you know, here's the thing. I understand that you have a social media story. And one of the reasons why you and I are even doing this show and talking together is because of Charlie Sheen.
It's a very weird story.
So give us the short version of it. And I'm the host. I'm interviewing my co-host here because I think it's an interesting story and it does prove a couple of points. So go ahead.
So the Coles Notes version is I was working for another chorus station in Barrie at the time. And Charlie Sheen had his kind of crazy tiger blood moment, which we were all familiar with, where he went a little off the rails and he was going to hire an intern. And to apply to be his intern, you just had to send a tweet, which is 140 characters. That's all you had to write. And 80,000 people did that, myself and my radio co-host at the time included. So my tweet got picked up and I made it through into the second round of the process. Was then to kind of answer about three questions about him. And from there, I made it into the third round, which was great. And then you had to make a video. And it was all about how you would use social media to help him kind of rebrand his image and create a concept of that. Well, my video made it into the next round. And then at that point, there was maybe only 50 people left and two Canadians amongst that. So we started to get some traction. And from Barrie, I was coming down here to Toronto every day and doing interviews with The Sun, The Star, all the newspapers, all the radio shows, did some TV as well. I was on CNN with Carol Costello talking about Charlie Sheen, just a satellite interview, but it really got me some great traction here in Toronto to the point where I did an interview with a radio station who then posted a job opportunity. I took the interview of me with that particular host they were hiring for, sent that interaction, got an interview, got the job.
So no. I have a couple of questions. Number one, did you really want the job? Did you really want to be Charlie Sheen's intern?
It it was a big question mark for me. Carol Costello on CNN asked me the same thing because he had been accused of abusing wives and things at the time. And I really thought that I could help him. So yes, I would have taken the job. I would have seen it as a challenge.
Which is my second question. Do you honestly feel that you could have helped him rebrand his image? Because he did take quite a few hits from an image perspective.
Well, the one thing, whoever was at the helm of that ship at the time was just letting him do these types of videos live and, you know, from his kitchen when he clearly wasn't in his right headspace. Mm-hmm. And of course, then you just keep feeding the beast if you're putting more things like that out there. So he needed somebody to kind of help rein it in and maybe take the iPhone out of his hand.
And obviously, we have to think about our listeners.
Right.
If we've got some businesses and some small businesses listening to the show, which I'm pretty sure we have.
I'm pretty sure we do, too.
We've been watching them on Twitter all day. By the way, my Twitter handle is at Paul Toby, PaulToBey. Yours is at
Vanstone L. And there's a lot of love for us on Twitter today. And the great thing is about Twitter is it's so interactive. You can just tweet right back. And it is only that quick 140 characters. It doesn't take long to interact with somebody. If you establish a rapport, then you can message them directly. And people mm-hmm. really do feel connected to you, I'm sure you'll find. Even if it's just a quick question they have about business. What I use it for, to be honest, is when I actually have a problem with a product. If Zara has sent me something and it's not quite right, I take a picture of that and tweet it to them. And you know how quickly they want that taken care of on their social media? It's great for businesses in that way.
I still remember the day my wife and I, Nancy, were looking for a place to go for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a keg restaurant that is very close to us that we go from time to time, but they were having Lobster Fest.
Ooh.
And we just Facebooked that, hey, we're heading over to, because they don't take reservations on the weekend, right? So we're heading over to the keg for some lobster and we're really looking forward to it. We get there and, oh, Mr. Toby, your table is ready. And they showed us to our table, which was like the best table in the house. And the manager, and he's been our friend ever since, by the way, he handpicked the largest lobster in the tank and
gave
it to Nancy. And I mean, it was just this, and of course, you know, the free dessert that they do for birthdays and things like that. But it was just, they were paying attention. And I think that's what you need to do as a business. The other thing that I think is really important here, because a lot of people are like, well, how does that affect me? And how can I use this for my business?
Sure.
Your story is a bit of a human interest story. Everybody understands celebrity.
Yes.
And so you connect yourself to a celebrity. That's great. It's human interest. It's nice and everything. But again, there's not a lot of glamour and glitz to my financial
advice happen to
business
use it for
or my landscaping
personal
company or whatever.
Right.
But I think for most people, if you just spent a little bit of time on one of those things, take the big three, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, or
Twitter's
Twitter.
A really great
it's
one.
Like, okay, there's big four, or even YouTube for those companies that have a lot of video. If you just pay attention to that one channel, eventually somebody's going to listen. But again, how much time and how much effort goes into that? And so I think one of the things I really want to talk about is how can we advertise in that medium effectively? And I'm going to share some insight into,
and we'll narrow down on Facebook maybe particularly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Facebook and mm-hmm. Twitter particularly, and how as a business you can, for very little money, get some traction. And we're also going to talk about what not to do, because I saw a business do this the other day and I was like, oh my goodness, who told you to do that? Please don't do that anymore.
Sometimes that's the more important thing, is the what not to do. And we'll have lots of that for you in just a moment. If you have any questions, 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Hola to those in Spain listening to us today.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. We also have some listeners in New York. Pretty amazing. 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. If you have any questions for Paul as we continue this Business Pros Radio Hour talking about social media today. And now we want to talk about how you can use this for your business, your brand. Let's zero in on Facebook, Paul. I know this is something that you probably get a ton of questions about, and you can really help people with a strategy.
Right. So call in 416-870-6400, and we're going to talk a little bit about social media with you. What's your experience? I think it's important to always connect with our listeners and let them, you know, have their say. But I have five kind of rules when it talks about marketing on social media. So the first one is what's called custom. And for those of you that have a pen and you're not driving, write this down. I actually go to businessprosmarketing.com and we podcast the show there as
Perfect.
Well. So you can go there and
if you miss it, you can write these down later.
Right. So the first one is custom audiences. So you can create a custom audience from actually people who follow you on Facebook that you connect with on Facebook. You can also create a custom audience for a mailing list that you have, and you can upload that to Facebook, and any emails that are associated with Facebook accounts, you can now market directly to those people.
Is it hard to create a custom audience?
It's not, actually. It's get inside the Facebook ads area. The custom audiences last for a long time, especially if you have the email address. So that's good. So if you have a tribe or you have a mailing list, or you can even look at your own Outlook account and you can export the email addresses out from that and get them into Facebook, and you can now market directly to those
people. So that's number one.
So that's number one. Build yourself up some custom audiences. Number two is what we call remarketing. If they visit a web page on your site and they show an interest in anything to do with your products and services, remarket to them until. And when I mean until, you really want to create an action that helps you as a business, which is number three. Number three, which is lead capture. So if they come to this web page, market to them on Facebook until they give you their customer information or their data, name, email address, phone number, whatever, and then stop remarketing to them because you've already got the information. So you can say, well, if they visit this page, but they've done this, stop remarketing to them.
But you don't want to over-market to them.
You don't want to overdo it, right?
Because then you turn them off.
Once you have the lead, turn it off.
Got it.
Number four is video. When you're talking Facebook, Twitter, even LinkedIn, short bursts of video tend to have a lot more attraction than just words. Images help, but video rocks. So Facebook has a new policy now where you can remarket using video. Just create yourself some neat little videos. It's not that hard to do.
Are we talking 30 seconds to a minute is kind of the sweet spot, right? Like you can hold someone's attention for a minute, but you're not going to keep them for five.
Say it in 15 seconds, say it in 15 seconds.
Love
that. Seriously, people don't have time to sit through 5-minute diatribe.
But a 30-second video, they will sit and watch.
They will. Actually, and they when you scroll, especially on your phone, you can see I'm on the radio, so my hand is going up on my mobile phone. People scroll, they tend to stop at the videos more than anything else because they play automatically. And number five is automation is the key. Once you have the contact data from the lead, you must automate the response. You don't have time as a business owner to follow up with every single person by phone. You don't have the time to follow up by email. You got to have some automation in there that's very personalized. And so Infusionsoft is our tool of choice. We're going to show people how exactly this works at the Inside Advantage roundtable session. So we still have some tickets available. They're running short on supply, though. We've actually had a couple of people opt in for those tickets already this morning. They're $300 a piece. Infusionsoft is sponsoring them. Go to businessprosmarketing.com. Click on the AM640 logo. The pop-up will give you access and a code called Infusionsoft297. That's Infusionsoft297. Get yourself a $300 ticket. And trust me, if you show up or when you show up, and it's not an if, it's a when. When
it's a
you
when.
Show up, I'm going to show you your business serious, serious, serious results. And that's what I love to show people. It's like, how do you take a company from where they were to where they are now in a very short period of time by doing things that most people don't know anything about?
I want to get a call in here. Greg from London's on the line, 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. If you have any questions for Paul, we know Greg has a social media story to tell. So Greg, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your story.
All right. This is a great one of just how brands can really, really elevate the customer experience. And so this is going back a couple of years. This is something that happened to me personally. You're familiar with Foursquare or checking in on Facebook and sharing kind of the location of the commercial place that you are?
Yes, of course.
Sure. Checking in.
So I went into Starbucks. It was when I was on a big coffee binge. We checked into Starbucks. And Lexus, the car company, is really, really well known for handling social media, both at the dealership level as well as nationally and in the U.S. And so picture this. I pull up to a Starbucks. I get in line. And by the time I get to pay for my coffee, the phone behind the counter rings. And the barista said, one moment, please, and looked around and said, I'm sorry, is your name Greg? And I said, yeah. And it was very, very weird and surreal. And it was a brand manager from Lexus on the line from California wanting to buy my coffee.
That's really cool. That's how quickly that works.
Yeah.
So, well, you definitely, that's obviously a story that you'll remember. Lexus bought me a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a retweet for sure. So Lexus bought me a coffee. I think we should actually retweet that out. That's very interesting, Greg. What do you think, what's the biggest lesson that you learned from that?
Well, I think, you know, to your earlier point, Paul, a lot of times smaller companies are wondering, how can we engage? How can we be part of the conversation? And this, you know, goes all the way back to customer profiling. You know, Lexus has nothing to do with coffee, but they knew from my pattern of tweeting that I drove a Lexus. And so they were just paying attention. They were paying attention to their customer base, and they were interacting the way that they best could, that was based on my lifestyle. I've had that experience before as well, getting service in the dealership, where I would send a tweet out just saying, thanks for the great service as always. And a couple of minutes later, as I'm driving out of the dealership, I get a tweet from the dealership saying, hey, why don't you check your back seat? There's something there waiting for you. And it could be a top-up of antifreeze. It could be a snow brush, these types of things. So those are all very, very memorable experiences that go above and beyond. But it's not rocket science. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of business you're in. You can look at how to engage your customer. And it could even be with third-party companies.
Oh, that's definitely like a round of applause for Lexus. And thank you so much for that call, Greg. But that's the type of thing where they capitalized on, you know, just being watching their social media feed and doing something great for a customer.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've been doing all this morning is we've been paying attention to what people have been writing on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. I do think that people don't know enough about the power of social media, but at the same time, you really want to reel in specific efforts. There's not a one size fits all solution on social media. You have to pick your battles, but you really just got to listen, and you have to pay attention to the conversation, because if you're not paying attention, you can't interject some value. And when you interject the value, you're going to get something always in return, not necessarily from the people that you give it to, but that's just kind of the way the universe works. It's like, if I give something out, I'm going to get something back.
Narrowing in on that more when we come back, taking more of your calls, 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. This is the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. And did you know that music is Paul Tobey? Pretty cool that the music coming in and out of this show is actually Paul himself. We need you to go to businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage. And why is that, Paul?
Because you just don't know what you don't know. And my intent at those sessions, it's basically 12 people. And it's amazing what an individual could do with 12 of his best friends. But my intention is not just to share information and value that we've done with other companies, but also to leverage as a group of individuals, somewhat like a mastermind, and share information so that people can go, okay, this is what worked for me. How can we apply that to our own businesses? So it's more than just me sharing information about how we help our clients, although that's the most of it. I also want to know what you're doing, what you're up to. These tickets, here's the thing. I set aside, and when I talked to Infusionsoft and I said, hey, you need to really take a look at this thing, because I think with 30 people, we can do a lot over the space of the three sessions. And we can really share with them how Infusionsoft has impacted a lot of businesses. And they said, yeah, we'll sponsor that. But one of the things that people don't know is I actually haven't started marketing it yet. And when I market something, I take it pretty seriously. I spend money. I email. In this case, I don't have to spend any because I'll email my list, which is fairly large, and I've been building that list for many, many years. People come, people go, but it just more people come than actually leave the list because I'm constantly providing value. As soon as I market it to that list, those tickets are gone.
So this has been an advantage for the listeners here.
Yeah. So
if you want
to
get in,
give the 640 audience, the people that are not on my list, the opportunity, because that for me, that's new people. And I really wanted to affect the lives of a million people before I leave this planet. And so we're going to get those new people to come in. I'm going to show them very specific examples of how I've helped other companies and, of course, our own company. And
You're giving them 3 hours of your time.
Yeah, 3 hours of my time.
A $297 value, and they can get that for free if they log on to the businessprosmarketing.com site and get this free ticket offer sponsored by Infusionsoft, but there's not a lot of them left.
Yeah, and don't take the ticket if you're not going to use it.
Right.
Because once we reserve that seat, nobody else can take it. So if you don't show up, we're going to actually charge you the $297. And I think that's fairly fair.
I agree.
If you take a seat and you don't show up for it, that somebody else could have taken that. So we're going to charge you the money. But if you show up, it's completely 100% sponsored.
And
by
a lot of value you're getting in that 3 hour session.
And I'm going to give them a workbook too. So this is very serious stuff. When I talk about business, I talk about it from one perspective and one perspective only. How can we change your revenue and profit over the next 12 to 36 months, basically 1 year to 3 years? How can we change your revenue, not just projections, but the actual results that you get? So when I talk about marketing, I don't talk in generalities. I talk specific. I'm a specialist in digital marketing. It's what I live and breathe and practice every single day.
Now give us the specifics.
Creating a lead capture for a speaker or a small business, it doesn't matter to me. There's strategy behind everything, and I want people to see that.
And so, what's that website for us? One last time.
Businessprosmarketing.com is the website. Click on the 640 AM logo. But again, this is your last chance to get one of those tickets.
Because there's a code we need to know.
I'm going to start marketing it Tuesday morning to my list.
And what's the code?
The code is inside
Infusion.
Sorry, Infusionsoft 297 is the code. So when you go to the checkout page, it'll charge you the money if you don't know the coupon code. So it's Infusion. Sorry. Infusionsoft 297 is the code.
Yeah. Awesome. Perfect. We'll be back next week with more. We're going to talk about security next week, your social security, your online security. You've been listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio AM 640.